contestant hooked up to a heart monitor, 7 challenges, a jackpot prize, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats to win it. Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm.
Oh, no.
Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out.
I wasn't going to waste any more time on that one because it won't come in.
Can you handle the pressure? Of 1,000 heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, the quiz where the beat of your own heart could win you £25,000. Here's a quick reminder of how Roger from London played on the last show.
Last time on 1,000 Heartbeats, we met recruitment consultant Roger from South East London. He completed 3 rounds and banked £1,000, but numerous step-offs during reorder and unscramble cost him some vital heartbeats. With 410 heartbeats remaining, will he make it to the jackpot prize of £25,000?
All right, then, welcome back. Now, last time you were on the show, unfortunately, we ran out of time. Are you ready to go again?
I am indeed.
Good stuff. Here's a reminder of how the game works. Each round is worth an increasing amount of money. Complete the round and you bank the cash. But that money is not yours to take home until you've played our final round of Cash Out. If you get a question wrong, we're going to deduct 25 heartbeats. If you can't figure out the answer, you can step off the plate, but it will cost you 50 heartbeats. And remember, if at any point your heart rate counter hits 0, it's game over. All right, Roger, let's see round 4. It's Link, and this is how it works.
This is Link. You will see 2 columns of 6 answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link 4 options in the left column with 4 options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £2,500.
Right then, Roger, this is your time. It's round 4, you've got 410 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for 2,500 or cash out with £1,000?
I'm going to play on.
Good man, I love that. Fighting spirit. Good man, Roger. All right, let's play Link. Good luck. Just
Thanks.
Take your time.
Mate.
Take your time. My kind of contestant, here we go, Roger. You need to find 4 correct links. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Lithuania, Colombia, Algeria, Denmark, France, India. Link these countries to the predominant colours on their national flag. Play.
Colombia, yellow, blue and red. France, red, white and blue. Algeria, white, black and green. Algeria, green, white and red. Lithuania, yellow, green and red.
Yes! Well done, Roger. Excellent. Really good, really good. One wrong answer, but you did extremely well. You used a total of 165 heartbeats. That's pretty decent. Obviously, you know your flags.
Yeah, to be honest, it's something I'm pretty good at.
All right, so after round 4, Roger has managed to bank £2,500. He's got 245 heartbeats remaining. All right, let's reveal round 5. It's Keep Up. Here's how it works.
This is Keep Up. You'll see a number and mathematical sum. The answer to that sum will then become the subject of the next sum. To complete the round, you must answer 3 sequences, a total of 24 sums. Finish Keep Up before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So round 5, Roger, Keep Up's mathematics and you've got 245 heartbeats remaining. Remember, you need enough heartbeats to enable you to cash out, so therefore you'll take home what you've banked. It's tough.
Yeah. Now I know it's a maths round, I'm pretty sure what my decision is going to be.
All right, so let's make that decision right now. You're going to play on for £5,000 or cash out for £2,500?
I'm going to cash out.
All right, Roger, you've made it through four rounds. You've got £2,500 to play for. Let's play Cash Out. So, Roger, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500? Or will you run out of heartbeats and unfortunately leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is Cash Out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Do remember, during Cash Out, you cannot step off the plate, and every wrong answer will still cost you 25 heartbeats. For £2,500, Roger, step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Bacon is meat from a pig.
True.
Charles Lutwidge Dodgson is the birth name of Lewis Carroll.
True.
CD is the start of the Royal Mail postcode for the city of Cardiff.
False.
In a game of professional darts, an inner bullseye is worth 50 points.
True.
John Lennon was the youngest member of the Beatles.
False.
Yes, the man! Well done, Roger. Excellent stuff. Fabulous. No wrong answers. Straight away. Bosh.
Guess the last one.
Five in a row. Well done. George Harrison was the youngest member of the Beatles. That's really remaining. Pleased for you. And look at that. You got 175 heartbeats remaining. Do you think it would have been enough to play Keep Up?
Knowing that it was maths, no.
No?
So I'm glad that I did what I did.
You made the right decision.
I did, yeah.
You made the right decision. How do you feel now?
Static.
Good.
My wife will be very happy.
Good. It's all about the wife. Well, your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round four, where you cashed out with £2,500. Thank you for playing 1,000 heartbeats, Roger.
Thank you very much.
Excellent
Thank
stuff. You. Well done, pal. So, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Jazz. Hi, Jazz. Jazz, welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
Essex.
All right, good man.
Yeah.
Jazz, that's quite an exotic name for Essex.
Yeah, don't know where it come from. My mum's called Trace and my dad's called Rob, but yeah, Jazz come from somewhere.
Does she not like Jazz? Does she listen to Jazz?
No.
Not really?
She's more of a Nicki Minaj bird.
Fair enough. And what do you do for a living, Jazz?
I'm a professional fist pumper. Well, I'm a children's entertainer, but I don't dress up as a clown or do any face painting, so I just call myself a fist pumper.
What does a fist pumper do?
Just dance off with kids, basically. Make a few balloons, bubble machine, snow machine, all of that stuff.
So fist pumping as in raving?
Yeah, having it, yeah. Loads
that.
Of kids, age five, just go for it.
So when you get to a kid's party, obviously straight away you're under a lot of pressure because you've got to entertain them.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
Just literally lose all, got shut off. I lose all self-respect and don't pay attention to one parent in the room. Just look forward at the kids.
So there's £25,000
yep.
on offer today if you do really, really well. What would you spend it on, Jazz?
I'd fly to Macau to do the world's highest bungee jump. It's the first thing I'd do.
Oh, really?
Because I went travelling to Macau and went to do it there, but it was a gloomy day. Didn't think it would make a nice photo. So I left, went and done one in New Zealand instead. But then I found out that was the world's highest one, so I'm sort of kicking myself.
Ah,
so I've got to fix it.
So you're not scared of heights at all?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
you are?
It's adrenaline. It's a buzz. I like it. Let you know you're alive.
Adrenaline could be your worst enemy today, Charles, because you've got to keep your heart rate down to a minimum to try and be successful in the round. Now, throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate, and as it stands, you're pretty much in a coma. Your BPM is 60 beats per minute. Well, that's really good.
Cool.
Really good, really low. If you can keep it at that or lower, then you've got a great chance of being successful in all of the seven rounds and walking out with £25,000. So before we begin, let's give you your 1,000 heartbeats. We don't want to see that number reach zero. Just one more thing. Let me introduce you to our string quartet. Don't let them put you off, because the faster your heart rate goes, the quicker they play. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Let's do this, Jazz. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. All right, Jazz, everyone starts the game with the same round. That's contrast. This is what it looks like.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements. to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. You ready?
Yeah.
Heart rate's really low. Let's play contrast. All right, Jazz, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, play. Played real-life astronaut Jim Lovell in 1995 film Apollo 13.
Tom Hanks.
Infamously jumped up and down on Oprah Winfrey's sofa in 2005.
Tom Cruise.
Made his Broadway debut in the 2013 production Lucky Guy.
Tom Hanks.
Has acted opposite former real love interests Nicole Kidman and Penelope Cruz.
Tom Cruise.
Was born in 1962.
Tom Hanks.
Acted with his real life son in the 2008 film The Great Buck Howard.
Tom Hanks.
Divorced his first wife in 1987.
Tom Cruise.
Is a member of the Church of Scientology.
Tom Hanks.
Received his first Oscar nomination in 1990 for playing war veteran Ron Kovich.
Tom Hanks.
Made his directorial debut with the 1996 film That Thing You Do.
Tom Cruise.
Starred in the Mission Impossible series of films.
Tom Cruise.
Had a daughter named Suri in 2006.
Tom Cruise.
Yes, well done. Yes, scratching the head card. Oh, you got 5 wrong.
No.
5 wrong.
Not... I didn't have a clue.
Tom Cruise, everyone knows he's a Scientologist.
Yeah, I didn't even know what a Scientologist was when I read it. Couldn't think what it was. Just wanted that to open. Sucked me through.
Really?
Nice to meet you all. See you later. I just started thinking of, like, Nemo and all, like, but that's nothing to do with it, so...
No. Finding Nemo?
Yeah.
No, that's nothing to do with Scientology.
No, that's marine biology.
Yes.
Knew that one.
Yeah, well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. So, you used 258 heartbeats. That's quite a lot, I'll be honest with you, for your first round.
Yeah.
But what we noticed, your heart rate was quite low at the start, and then as the round progressed, it got higher and higher and higher, and it peaked at 100 beats per minute. So for you, having such a low heart rate, that's quite high.
Yeah,
but stressful. In general terms, that's not too bad. It's still quite low. All right, so after round one, Jazz has banked £250 and has 742 heartbeats remaining. How will he get on? Find out after the break.
Who plays Bernard, the detective in the David O. Russell film, I Heart Huckabees? Dustin Hoffman or Matthew Broderick? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, who plays Bernard, the detective in the David O. Russell film, I Heart Huckabees? The answer is Dustin Hoffman. Before the break, we met children's entertainer Jazz from Essex. He completed contrast with numerous wrong answers, but managed to bank £250. With 742 heartbeats remaining, will he manage to keep his cool as the pressure mounts on 1,000 heartbeats?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Jazz, are you ready to see your next round?
Yep.
It's reorder. Here's how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of 6 items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all 6 items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So it's round 2 and you've got 742 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for £500 or cash out with 250?
Play on.
All right, good man, Jazz. Let's play reorder. All right, Jazz, you need to put 6 answers in the correct order. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Disco, waltz, twist, twerk, Charleston, tango. Dances, decade they were popularised, earliest to latest, play.
Step off.
Oh, jazz!
No, come I can't on. Even go for that one. I would no? not know. Twerk's the last one. That's about it, I know.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't risk it.
Earliest to latest. Disco, you're a fist pumper.
Yeah, that were not my option, though.
All right, well, let's take a look at the answers. The first one is... a waltz. First saw that in the 1700s. The next one, a tango, 1880s. Charleston. Do. No?
Nah.
Just made a fool of myself then.
Good effort.
I thought it was on.
Next was a twist, 1960s. A little bit of disco from the 70s. And of course, everyone's favourite, the twerk.
I'm glad I stepped off.
Well, it cost you 50 heartbeats.
Yeah, but right. I wouldn't have got it.
So we're going to take 50 from 729, which leaves us with 679. Are you ready? All right, Jazz, let's play Reorder. If you're ready, Jazz, please step onto the plate.
Ben Shepherd, Andy Peters, Stephen Mulhern, Bradley Walsh, Philip Schofield, Vernon Kay. British television presenters, age, youngest to oldest, play.
Step off.
Really?
Sorry, but third time lucky, I'm going for it. But that's just silly.
I'll have a go. Youngest to oldest. Youngest, Stephen Mulhern. Next one has got to be Ben Shepherd. Then me. Then Andy Peters. It's a tough one between the Scoff and Bradley Walsh. So I'm going to go Philip, then Bradley. Philip Schofield, yes! Then Bradley Walsh. Oh, come
on. That's why I didn't play that game.
Do you know who any of them are?
You. She's standing next to me.
Right, thanks. Cheers, Jazz. So, you stepped off the plate once again. It's going to cost you 50 heartbeats. Let's take that away from 656. You got 606. All right, Jazz, good luck this time. Let's play Reorder. All right, Jazz, for the third time, if you're ready, step onto the plate.
Jamaica, Russia, Luxembourg, Spain, United Kingdom, China. Countries, land area size, smallest to largest, play.
Spain. United Kingdom. Luxembourg. Spain. United Kingdom.
Come on, Jazz.
Jamaica. United Kingdom, Spain, Russia, China, Russia.
Yeah! Well done, Jazz.
Thanks.
I tell you what, you've learnt something today.
Geography.
Geography. Geography and a little bit of showbiz with the old TV presenters prior to that. How was that for you?
Still didn't swallow me up, but...
It didn't.
Completed it, gave it a go, so... But
what was interesting was when you saw all the countries come up on the screen, you just laughed at yourself.
Yeah, I'm terrible. In my GCSE, I got G for geography.
Did you?
Yeah, literally, the only thing I got right was my name and my candidate number. That was honestly correct. worst at geography ever.
Really?
And my worst thing I could have had, which I said, was geography.
Oh, no.
But I couldn't step off again, because I would have just been back and forth.
Exactly.
And then I'm trying to think of it on the map, and I couldn't even think where they were on the map. So, yeah, I don't know what was going on then, but...
But you did it!
Yeah.
You did it. Let's celebrate the positive. Let's celebrate the positive. You've got 385 heartbeats remaining. You used a massive 357 during that round, and you peaked at 85, which is still quite low.
Mm.
It's really low for the majority of people, but as we're talking, your heart rate at the moment is only 62 beats per minute. So, heart rate-wise, you're in a positive situation because it's not going down that quick. As you heard the string quartet, they weren't playing that fast.
Nicely, calm. Calm, that's it.
Well, that's all because of you, because your heart rate is really, really slow.
So my intelligence is just terrible, basically. That... Yeah.
Do you know what?
Don't need to say anymore.
I'll line you up, you knock them down. All right, well done, Jazz. So, after round two, Jazz has banked £500 and he's got 385 heartbeats remaining. Is it enough to take him to the next round or will he cash out? We'll find out after the break.
The American band Heart had a number three hit in the UK singles chart in 1987 with which song? Alone or Africa? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, the American band Heart had a number three hit in the UK singles chart in 1987 with which song? The answer is Alone. Before the break, we saw Jazz struggle during reorder, as two step-offs cost him a huge amount of heartbeats. With £500 banked and 385 heartbeats remaining, will he have the nerve to continue, or will he cash out?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Jazz, are you ready to see your next round?
Yep.
All right, let's have a look at round three. It's Unscramble. Is how it works.
This is Unscramble. You will see five anagrams. You will then be given a theme that links them all together. To complete the round, you must unscramble all five words. If you need help, you can request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish Unscramble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Jazz, you've got 385 heartbeats remaining. So far, you've not had the topics that you would have wanted.
Yeah.
It's been tough. You've used a lot of heartbeats on stepping off the plate as well, some wrong answers.
Yep.
What do you feel about your performance so far?
Terrible. But I went for it.
You did go for it.
I tried. I tried. That's the main thing. But, yeah, geography's my weakest thing. Geography and spelling.
All right.
So I'm cashing out.
You're going to cash out?
Definitely.
All right, well, let me ask you officially. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out for £500?
I'm going to cash out for £500. And if I don't complete it, make that swallow me up and disappear. I'm
off. Right, okay. Jazz, you've made it through two rounds. You've got £500. Let's play cash out. All right, Jazz, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £500, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
During cash out, you cannot step off the plate, and a wrong answer, as always, will cost you 25 heartbeats. So when you're ready, Jazz, your heartbeat is probably the lowest we've seen so far. It was 58, it skipped up to 70. Please step up to the plate.
True, false, play. An acre is larger than a square mile.
False.
Piggy is a character in the novel Lord of the Flies.
False.
Veal is meat from a goat.
True.
The River Tiber flows through Rome.
False.
Ryan Giggs played his first senior game for Manchester United aged 17.
True.
Nelson Mandela won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1983.
true.
The international three-letter code for Los Angeles Airport is LAX.
True.
In the human body, the pulmonary alveoli are in the heart.
True.
Ken Kesey wrote the novel One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
False.
The Torah is a sacred text in Judaism.
False.
Humphrey Bogart starred in the 1946 film The Big Sleep.
True.
Michael Howard succeeded Ian Duncan Smith as the Conservative Party leader.
True.
Photosynthesis is the process by which light energy is transformed into chemical energy.
False.
Ankara is the capital city of Turkey.
False.
McKinley Morganfield is the birth name of the musician Meat Loaf.
False.
In computing, the acronym RAM stands for Random Access Memory.
False.
Jazz. Unbelievable. Sorry, my friend.
That's all right.
No, I'm so sorry. Tough questions, then.
Didn't really have a clue on half of them.
You faced 16 questions, you got 10 wrong.
Yeah. It's done now, isn't it?
It is done. It is done. You made it to cash out, but unfortunately you used all of your 1,000 heartbeats. Really sorry, Jazz. You've been a great contestant.
Nice.
It's been great fun having you in the studio. Truly enjoyed your company. Thank you very
you
much
too.
For being with us.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Cheers.
Thank you. So who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Katie from Cumbria. Hi, Katie. Hi. Nice to meet you. Katie, welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats. Proper northern girl from Cumbria.
About as north as you can get, yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. What do you do for a living?
I'm a mortgage and life protection advisor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the family firm. So, yeah, it's quite good. It's quite nice.
So you work with your granddad?
Yeah, and my dad.
And your dad.
And the other granddad.
And your other granddad. Yeah. Wow, all in it together.
All in it together. So, yeah, you can't get much more family than that.
No, you can't. And did you go to university to help with the business?
Yeah, well, not actually to do something separate, but, yeah, I went to Leeds Met Uni to do sports science. So, yeah, it was nice. Three years doing sports science to go into something completely different, but it's good. It was a good time, yes.
Ah, good. And is there any tension in the office working with your family, your direct family? We're not talking cousins or anything like that. We're talking like granddads and dads.
I hope not. I hope not. But yeah, I don't pick up on it if there is anyway. So maybe ask my dad and my granddad about that one.
What do you do to relax? Because selling mortgages or giving people mortgage advice, mm-hmm. there's a lot of pressure there because a mortgage is like your first big step forward into the adult world, so to speak. And I actually just did that. Can you believe it?
Yeah, adult world.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's nice. That's why it's so nice, really, because you're helping people with the first houses and obviously when they're moving and changing the houses. But I do a bit of sport and play a bit of hockey and a bit of netball and walk the dogs and things like that. So quite a bit of, like, outdoor-y things, really. So, yeah, it's quite nice.
And you're learning to play golf as well?
I'm terrible.
It's all right, though. We're all terrible at golf.
It's good. I've had a few lessons and things, but I think I need a bit more practice.
All right, don't we all? Good grief. Yeah. So, 1,000 heartbeats. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different topics going to come up. Some general knowledge, but some of the topics are quite specific. Is there anything you're looking forward to seeing?
I don't really know, to be honest. I'm just going to take it as it comes and see how far I get, really. I've got no idea. I'm just going to go for it.
All right, well, apart from sport, we know you're good at that.
Yeah.
And numbers. Are you good at numbers?
I'm not so great at numbers. You have a good calculator for working out your mortgages and a lot of good computer systems and things. So we'll see how that one goes.
All right, well, good luck. Throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. At the moment, it's 110 beats per minute. Now, for someone who's quite athletic, that's quite high. But we'll take that as just the fact that you're in the studio,
it's the first time you've done
anything like this, it'll come down.
Yeah.
All right, so don't worry about that, it really will come down. And there's one more thing. Let's put your 1,000 heartbeats on the screen. We don't want to see that number reach zero. But good luck. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats.
OK.
OK, so everyone starts the game with the same round, and that's contrast, and this is what it looks like.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer seven questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
All right, the first round is worth £250. Let's do this. Let's try and win some money. Let's play Contrast. All right, Katie, you need to get 7 questions right. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie, play. Played the sitcom character Rachel Green for 10 years.
Jennifer Aniston.
Is the daughter of actor John Voight.
Angelina Jolie.
Won a Best Actress in a Supporting Role Oscar for the film Girl Interrupted.
Angelina Jolie.
Married Brad Pitt in 2000.
Jennifer Aniston.
Was born in 1975.
Jennifer Aniston.
Has been divorced the most times of the pair.
Angelina Jolie.
Has been nominated for a Razzie Award for Worst Actress 4 times.
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh. Starred in the 2014 Disney film
Angelina Jolie.
Is the sister of actor James Haven.
Jennifer Aniston.
Had her big screen debut in the 1993 film Leprechaun.
Angelina Jolie.
Attended the High School of the Performing Arts in New York.
Angelina Jolie.
Gave birth to twins in 2008.
Angelina Jolie.
Katie, come over. You used 290 heartbeats. Oh. You got 5 wrong. Don't worry. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. It's tough, that, Angelina Jolie or Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, they're like the same person.
They are like the same person. I mean,
they're both in Brad Pitt.
There you go. They're both in with Brad Pitt. You got 5 wrong as well.
I know.
It's vital, that you try and get rid of those wrong answers, because that's 125 heartbeats gone.
Yeah.
Straight away. But don't worry, you persevered. You did all right. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was good.
All right,
just
good.
When you get them wrong, you're like...
It's also a little bit embarrassing because you know that both your granddads and your dad are going to be watching in the office.
Yeah, but they wouldn't know about Jennifer and Angelina, I don't think.
Oh, yes, they will, trust me. Now you've experienced a plate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your heart rate peaked at 140, which is quite high.
Yeah.
As you would have heard by the speed that the string quartet were playing.
I need some calming music.
What's your favourite piece of classical music? Have you got one?
I don't know any. The Jaws theme.
Love that!
Is that classical?
I bet they know that. They'll know that. All right, so you've banked £250. You've got 710 heartbeats remaining. Let's have a look at round 2. It's Unravel, and this is how it works.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel 6 words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £500.
So it's round 2, Katie. You've got 710 heartbeats remaining.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a weird experience being on the plate, isn't it? Because when the string quartet play fast, you think that your time's running out.
Yeah.
But in fact, you've got loads of time. It's just
that
they're playing to the beat of your heart.
Yeah, I thought I was running out, but I wasn't.
No,
because you're just playing against yourself, really, aren't you?
You are, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly it. So you just try and stay calm and figure out the answers to the questions.
OK, yeah.
Good luck, Katie. Are you going to play on for £500 or cash out with £250?
I'm going to play on, yeah.
Nice one. All right, let's play Unravel. All right, Katie, you need to unravel 6 words. Okay,
right.
Good luck. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Okay.
Play.
Teacup. Possible. Giraffe. Symbol. Adhesive. Mistletoe.
Yes! That was a breeze for you, Katie.
Yeah.
Well like done. That was fabulous. You just used 83 heartbeats. Brilliant. No wrong answers.
Yeah, great.
Superb. Feel miles better than the previous round?
Yeah, miles better, yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Well done. And they were playing at a steady rate. But you're not panicking, no?
No.
You know, just let that be what it is. If that's what it is naturally, just leave it.
Yeah.
You know, and just concentrate on getting the right answers.
Yeah.
Well, well done. So, after round two, you've banked £500.
Yeah.
You've got 627 heartbeats remaining. Where will we end up? Will we be able to cash out for £25,000? Find out after the break.
Which US state is informally known by the nickname Heart of Dixie? Texas or Alabama? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, which US state is informally known by the nickname Heart of Dixie? The answer is Alabama. Before the break, we met mortgage and life protection advisor Katie from Cumbria. She completed Unravel and banked £500. With 627 heartbeats remaining, will she make it to the jackpot prize of £25,000?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Katie, are you ready to see your next round?
Yeah.
All right, good. This is Assemble. Is how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into 8 pieces, of which 5 will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all 5 missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
So it's round 3, Katie. You've got 627 mm-hmm. heartbeats remaining. It's yeah. Assemble, which is a giant jigsaw. How are you with that? What do you think?
I'll give it a go.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's give it a go. Good luck. Are you going to carry on with £1,000? Take yeah. A northerner taking the Vicky Edge with a northern accent. It's quite ironic. Are you going to play on with £1,000 or cash out with £500?
I'm going to go for it.
All right, good luck. Yeah. Good luck, Katie. We all want you to win. Let's do this. Let's play Assemble. All right, Katie, you need to find 5 missing pieces. 5 missing pieces. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Steven Spielberg. Play.
Well done, Katie. Excellent. You used 217 heartbeats, you got 2 wrong, though.
Yeah.
That's 50 off.
Yeah.
It's tough, though. Mm. But well done for taking your time. I think that's a good thing. Your heartbeat peaked at 132.
So same as last time, really.
Yeah, and obviously Steven Spielberg made your favourite piece of classical music, George.
Is that who it was?
Yeah. you know who it was? That's hilarious. It's only one of the greatest movie directors of all time.
Sorry, Steven.
Steven Spielberg. Oh, he's a regular viewer of the show. He loves it. Honestly, you really upset him. What do you like, Katie? So, after round 3, Katie's banked £1,000. She's got 410 heartbeats remaining. All right, let's see round 4. It's deduction. This is how it works.
This is deduction. You'll see 7 answer options. You'll then be given a statement to which you must simply select the correct answer. To complete deduction, you must answer four questions. Do this before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £2,500.
So, Kate, it's round four. You've got 410 heartbeats remaining.
Yeah.
How much money would you ideally like to leave with?
I think I'd like to try and get this round.
Right, OK.
Yeah, if I could.
If you could. So if you could complete this round, you'll have banked £2,500. Yeah. What would you do with that if you won it?
I think we'd probably go to Costa Rica. And go and see the jungle and go and see the sloths and all the other, obviously, animals in the rainforest, really. And obviously a bit of time at the beach as well, if we could.
Absolutely. Yeah. Who would you go with? Your fella?
My boyfriend, Paul. Yeah.
Oh, does Paul work in the office as well?
No, he doesn't.
All right. Is it okay?
No. Yeah, he works in Carlisle, for a firm in Carlisle. So.
Okay, where did you meet?
Yeah, we actually met in India.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we went on a trip to India with uni for the Commonwealth Games. We worked volunteering there and I met him there on that trip. So, yeah, not like an everyday meeting.
You went to India on a university trip?
Yes, yeah. So it was fantastic. We were volunteering there and obviously helping the athletes and we were working in the athletic stadium, so it was fantastic.
I did environmental science at college and ended up in Bognor.
Bad choice, you see.
Where does that work? Good grief. So we're going to play on, if you choose to play on, for £2,500. Or do you want to cash out with 1,000?
I want to have a go at it, yeah.
Good girl, Katie. Let's get this done. All right, let's play deduction. All right, Katie, you need to get four correct answers. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Yeah.
Miami, Los Angeles, Seattle, San Francisco, Las Vegas, Chicago, New York is part of the title of a 1993 film starring Tom Hanks. Play.
Miami.
You stepped off the plate, Katie. Yeah. Not confident in that one?
No, I've not got a clue.
It's part of the title of a 1993 film starring Tom Hanks, one of the most romantic movies of the 90s. No idea? What year were you born?
89.
Oh, that was a great year for rave. Really, it was. 1989, come on. The Summer of Love. Yeah. 1993, starring Tom Hanks. Sleepless in Seattle with Meg Ryan?
No, I've not got a clue, no.
That's all right, that's why he stepped off the plate. Stepped off the plate. So, stepping off the plates cost you 50 heartbeats. We'll take 50 away from 332. That leaves you with 282. Mm-hmm. You've got to get a move on, though, Katie.
Got to get a shift on.
Yeah, I've got to get a shift on, OK? Mm-hmm. Because we still need to find four answers.
Yeah.
All right, we're still going to play a deduction, but the question's going to be different and all your options will be different as well.
OK.
All right, compose yourself. Your heart rate's 124, but during gameplay, it kind of settles a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, good luck. Let's play a deduction. If you're ready, Katie, step onto the plate.
Paul Scholes, John Terry, Wayne Rooney, Steven Gerrard, Frank Lampard, Rio Ferdinand, Ashley Cole. Transferred from Chelsea FC to New York City FC in July 2014. Play.
Frank Lampard.
Was born in Peckham, London.
Rio Ferdinand.
Has a son named Clay, born in 2013.
Wayne Rooney.
Retired from international football with 114 England caps.
Steven Gerrard.
Yes! Well done! Brilliant! Brilliant! You know your football.
I'm all right at football, yeah.
Yeah, you are. Well done. That's the sports question that we were hoping we would get.
Uh-huh.
Well done. You used 191 heartbeats, you got one wrong, which is fine. Because you've left yourself 219.
Okay.
That's not bad. That's not bad. But most importantly, you've banked £2,500 and your knowledge from football is pretty good, though.
Yeah, we're all right.
Pleased with that list when they came up, all those different names?
Yeah, well, I was thinking, I might have a chance at this one.
Yeah, you did. Really good. Well done, Katie. So, Unfortunately, we're out of time, so you'll have to join us next time to find out how Katie gets on. We'll see you then with 1,000 Heartbeats.